To reflect the findings of our State of Workplace Conflict during COVID-19 survey, we've shared our top 10 recommendations to resolve or prevent workplace conflict. Here is the summary video. People are burning out. Although the workplace landscape has shifted dramatically since COVID struck with so many employees working from home, workplace conflict has increased, and so has burnout, which is cited as the new workplace epidemic. According to our post-pandemic proprietary research, employees struggle with remote work arrangements, the health crisis, and the eroded trust while working in isolation. For these employees and managers alike, conflict adds a whole new layer of complexity. A toolkit to play nice in this new workplace sandbox is essential for all involved, as companies seek economic viability to rebuild their diminished workforce. Conflict resolution requires that people use skills the educational system never taught. Our sandbox training programs help professionals embrace and even welcome conflict with coworkers, bosses, clients, and others. As a workplace relationships expert helping remote and on-site teams resolve conflict for the last couple of decades, I've learned that there's only one way through conflict, and that's through it. To help work teams, I have designed 8 proven strategies to help people become responsible, influential, and productive problem solvers. Our organic research has identified these trends in workplace conflict. Conflicting values, resistance to change, and personal insecurities are driving workplace conflict today. Increased hesitation to speak up due to political divisions and fear of labels. Heightened feelings of exclusion, isolation, and stress leading to even more conflict. Employer benefits workplace conflict will always arise, but the huge financial and emotional cost is avoidable. Step number 1 of our system is to resolve any conflict. Step number 2 of the sandbox system educates the entire team with a play nice toolbox to take responsibility for their personal and professional development. As your team develops habitual, collaborative, respectful workplace relationship behaviors, both at work and remotely, they co-create a culture of candor as a foundation upon which productivity prospers. Conflict handled well results in stronger teams. Trainees will learn to master the play nice steps to exponentially increase their capacity to embrace, accept, and welcome conflicting values, understand the importance of collaborative relationships for career advancement, take responsibility to co-create a winning culture with productive and profitable results, empathize with coworkers and even competitors to be the leader others want to follow. Playing nice doesn't always mean being nice. Finding one's assertive voice, speaking up, and setting boundaries are resolution tools that are everyone's right, yet highly underutilized. This new virtual, global sandbox presents a playing field that requires a different set of tools. Peaceful, productive, and profitable relationships are everyone's responsibility. I've served organizations for decades with corporate training, mediation, and restorative workplace success. Let me help your work team turn the high cost of conflict into peace, productivity, and profit. Book your discovery call today.